I wanted to add that the vulnerabilities that have been expressed here, they should be carefully analyzed and effectively addressed for the future, for the global economy and for the countries and government and ourselves. The solution can range from different points like crisis preparedness, to diversifying production or building resilient supply chain or transport channel, ensuring strategic stockpiles, as well as fostering production and investment and promoting education and research, as have been said here before. All this solution, all this new solution, I think they should have in mind a full and inclusive and equal participation of all the interested stakeholders, like the international organization, the government, businesses, and civil society representative, in order to create broader access and opportunities for the future as the economy continues to evolve. And one aspect in the evolving of the economy, of the world economy, I would like to say about services and the future of the economy being innovation driven and relied on intellectual property rights, as the services and this element are going to have a major role in also supply chain and manufacturing. We are witnessing a lot of investment in telecommunication, in IT, in transport and logistics. And this so-called servicification of economy could fuel the economic growth in the future. All these as elements to be taken into consideration for future new rules, taking into account the greater sustainability and the implementation on sustainable UN sustainable goals. Based on this, I believe that all these new strategies or rules, either in the field of climate, of trade, or energy, or digital strategies, should be done, action should be done at all levels, multilateral. We have already UN, ANCTA, WTO, UNITAR, and other international organizations, bilateral levels to various agreements, and of course, most important and the topic of our discussion at the local levels. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Octavia.